You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has opened its doors for the final trading day of the week, and also it's the final trading day of the month of August. And let's have a look at the Stock Exchange News Service to start with. MTN Group Ghana Division has come out with its numbers, and the share price of MTN as a whole is up about 0.25% in early dealings. Glencore, the commodities giant, has come out with its half-year production report. EOH Holding has come out with a pre-closing shareholder update, in other words, or stakeholder update, rather. So that means a trading update. And Goldfields also coming out with a trading statement. The share price down 1.6%. I don't know if that's to do with the gold price or whether it's to do with the trading statement. We'll find out later on. Otherwise, nothing on the Stock Exchange News Service, and there probably won't be too much later on either. Right, let's have a look at what's happening on the spot prices, from currencies to commodities, and I'll start with the dollar rand. Dollar rand is 14.59, British pound against the rand is 20.38, the euro rand is 17.36, the euro dollar, that is 118.95, which is a 0.4% weakness in the US dollar against the euro. The British pound against the dollar, the cable, is 139.75. Last night in the United States of America, the Dow Jones went to all-time record highs. I think it did anyway, but anyway, the point is, it was up just under 0.5%. The S&P 500 up 0.4%. The NASDAQ was very slightly higher, 0.1%, and it's been barraged by a load of results from the big tech companies, notably Amazon, which came out last night with a 26% increase in revenue. But on the other hand, at the end it said, but this can't continue because we're already seeing slowing down of online purchases, and that's because people are going back to the shopping centres, apparently. I'm not one of them, but anyway, people are. The gold price doing very well again. It's had a good week. It's up $34 an ounce because of that slightly weaker dollar and a sort of a risky atmosphere that's out there. So people flocking to gold to the tune of $34, $1831 per ounce, nearly 2% higher. Platinum is slightly higher, $5 up to $1053. Palladium is $2660, up 0.2%, or $17 per ounce. And what else have we got going on here? The oil price down 0.5% for the West Texas, which is $73.26. Brent crude oil is $75.63, which is down just over 0.5%. And if you look at the Bitcoin price, which has been having a massive resurgence this week, again, it's just below $40,000, and that is $39,853 currently. The US 10-year bond yield, it's been a bit of a boring week for that one, actually. Let's call it 1.25% this morning. The South African bond yield is currently trading at 8.91%, which is about 3.5 basis points higher for the yield. It was in the low 880s earlier this week. And if we have a look at the S&P futures right now, S&P futures are getting hit because of the Amazon forward-looking statement. The S&P futures are 4372 now, down 0.9%, and the NASDAQ futures more pertinent, I think, when it comes to the Amazon numbers. Down 1.4% to 14,830. It's going to be an interesting afternoon. The movers and shakers on the JSE Securities Exchange thus far, after around about 45 minutes of trading, look like this. On the upside on the JSE this morning, a little bit of a mixed bag. We've got Nippy Rockcastle, the property company, up 2%. Absa Group up 1%, and AB InBev, after a bit of a mauling yesterday, up 1% as well. On the downside, Kumba Iron Ore down 3.1%, Glencore down 2.9%, Anglo American PLC 2.4% weaker, Goldfields down 2.4%, and BHP Group down 2.3%. So all five on the downside on my screen, 15 minutes delayed, are the diggers. That's interesting. Let's have a look now at the major indices on the JSE Securities Exchange. It's off its low, the all-share index, but it's still down by 0.9% to 68,975. And the all-share top 40 index is down nearly 1% to 62,793. I'll be back with a 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunzer later on. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.